Ma'am, I'm so sorry. Okay. We will also record this meeting so that the family who are not able to come on, they can hear the audio. I just said a lot and I realized it has to be translated. Huiling and Sam, if you can translate, I apologize.
May, I think it's a little bit better Huiling does it because my connection is very weak today.
Okay.
Since yesterday.
Okay.
Sorry about that, waiting.
Okay. 校长刚刚介绍了我们学校里面的工作人员，然后呢，在你的旁边呢，刚刚跟你第一个讲，你好的是 Ms. Lipsky，她是我们的副校长，所有的谷歌呢、表格呢，都是她，通过她发给你的，所有的那个会议的那个连接也是她发给你的，还有呢，就是我们学校的Mrs. Lee Rowena Lee， 她是我们学校的，就是 ENL。 的负责人，然后所有东西呢，有关于学生的那个双语啊的情况呢，都会经过他的。然后我呢，也是学校里面呢，我是 IEP 老师，所有的学生的 IEP 呢，我都会去尽量的帮助家长跟小朋友呢，有拿到他们的服务。还有刚刚讲话的那个是 Sam， 他是我们的学校的家庭的协调员。然后他，如果你有任何的问题呢，你都可以去问他有关于。如果他不知道的呢，他会帮你找到相关的信息。还有呢，就是 Miss Nina，Miss Nina 这是一个非常非常重要的人，你们必须要知道他是谁，因为呢，他呢是经通常呢是帮你的小朋友呢是做所有的那个在学校里面报名所有的资料呢都是要经过他的手的，而且呢，如果你需要任何有关于你小朋友的资料呢，你都必须要联系他。Okay,
so let me get started. I have a slew of questions from the Google form that was sent to you, so I'll address all those questions. As I'm talking, if you have questions, please drop it into the chat. Yesterday it was 2 hours long, but we were able to get through every single question. If this is too long for you, like, feel free to drop off and get dinner rolling. I won't get offended. You can listen to the audio. I'm sorry.
Okay, 校长刚刚说呢，今天呢，他会解答呢你们 Google 表格里面的所有的问题，而且呢，他也如果你有其他的问题呢，你可以在留言方那里提上去你的问题。我们今天呢会尽量回答你所有的问题。然后呢，就是我们学校呢，就是校长说呢，昨天开了一个市政厅会议。 大概时间呢是差不多2个小时。如果你需要去做晚餐的话，或者是需要做其他的东西的话呢，没有关系，你们可以呢就是下线。下线以后呢，我们这个会议呢会在我们的网站里面呢会去发放给所有的家长听的。Okay,
my apologies. Heads up, I have 2 dogs, 1 cat, four kids, 3 of them at home. So if it gets noisy, I'm going to stop and mute. My dogs are very, very loud. And this is sort of like the witching hour for me because everybody's trying to figure out what they want for dinner. It's takeout tonight because I have a town hall. I see someone raising their hand. Okay.
Okay. 校长说呢，如果你听到呢，如果你就是说校长呢，他家里呢有2只狗，1只猫。 还有呢，4个小朋友。现在这个时间呢，在家里是非常非常的忙的。所以呢，如果你有听到他狗在后面呢，在叫的话呢，他会呢去启动静音之后呢，等他的狗静下来之后，他才会启动的。Okay,
there's a little girl, Winnie. I don't know if that's her name. She has her hands up. Does she have a question? Okay.
Winnie, 你有问题吗？
Okay, so I'm going to start. Yes. We will be in school September 13th. This year, there is no remote learning as of today. I mean, that's the latest news. Huiling?
Okay, 校长说呢，没有错， 9月13号那天呢，所有的小朋友都会回来上学。今年是没有远程学习这一个选择的，没有远程学习。
Okay, we look forward to having your child come into our building. We last year was a very different type of scenario for our school. We only had a third of our students in. This year, everybody is coming in. I know there are many concerns about safety. On Monday, we will physically go into every room and ensure that everything is 3 feet apart for social distancing. So that is one of the ways we keep the students safe. As you know now, all teachers will be vaccinated, all kitchen staff will be vaccinated, cleaning staff will be vaccinated, and school safety will be vaccinated. So that's another way that we'll be keeping you safe.
You have to stop.
Whoops, sorry. Someone else is raising her hand.
OK, 校长说呢，今年呢，我们呢非常的期待见到你们的小朋友。然后呢，去年呢跟今年呢，是完全不一样，因为去年呢我们只有三分之一的学校学生回来上学。那今年呢，我们会有所有的学生回来上学。然后呢，我们也知道你们很多家长呢都会担心有关于那个就是在学校里面我们怎么样保障我们学生的安全。然后呢，星期一呢，校长呢跟副校长他们会走进去每一个教室里面呢去检查，然后呢，他们会确定说每一个桌子跟椅子呢是三尺，是分开三尺的社交距离的。而且呢，我们为了保障更多小朋友的安全呢，让你们家长也知道呢，现在呢，教育局呢他们是一定要老师所有的工作人员，包括老师。在厨房里面做的那个就是煮餐的那些工作人员，还有呢我们的保安人员呢，全部都要打疫苗的，所以他们全部都已经打了疫苗，所以在那一方面呢，你们不需要担心。
Okay, so another way that we're keeping everybody safe is that the rooms will be cleaned nightly. This has been the routine since the start of the pandemic. It's everything in the room is sprayed down and disinfected.
OK, 另外一样东西我们让你知道的是每一个教室呢，他们在晚上的时间呢，他们都会进行大扫除跟大清理的。而且呢，这个呢是持续从我们的疫情开始呢，就已经持续这个样子做了。
OK, I'm so sorry. Yesterday was a two-hour town hall, so I'm trying to gather my thoughts. Some logistics that are very important.Our school day will start at 8 in the morning and end at 2:20.
OK, 一样东西非常重要，就是学校今年呢，这一个学期呢，是8点钟上学，2点20分放学。
OK, so our dilemma is that we cannot have our regular breakfast routine. Prior to COVID, we opened our doors at 7:45.And whoever wanted to come in for breakfast would come in, have breakfast. If they did not want breakfast, they would sit with their class and they would socialize. And they would have 8:45 to 8:20 in the indoor yard to eat and to chat with their friends. 8:20, their teachers would be downstairs, picking them up and bringing them up to the classroom. Our cafeteria right now can feed only 90 at a time.Socially distanced. So it is impossible to have a lineup where all 500 students come in. So the thought is that we will start the school day earlier to accommodate all our working families. They will grab breakfast by the doorway. We will let you know which doorway your grade will be assigned to. Breakfast will be prepared.And someone will be distributing breakfast. They will grab a breakfast, head straight to the classroom, and they will get started on the school day. The teacher will start instruction at 8 o'clock. We usually start the day off with MyOn News, so that will be on. So while your child's having breakfast, while they're unpacking, whether they want to settle down, chat with the teacher, there will be instruction. What that means is that you will have to be outside with them at 8 o'clock. It doesn't mean that everybody gets in at 8 o'clock. We have to check your health survey. So
are you up to start?
Oh, yeah. So sorry. I keep forgetting. My apologies.
All right. So 校长刚刚说呢，他只是想跟你们解释一下有关于就是疫情以前呢，我们学校的运作是怎么样的。疫情以前，我们学校的运作是7:45呢，让学校小朋友进来，然后他们可以吃早餐，然后吃完早餐以后，可以跟他的小朋友一起，其他小朋友一起交流啊，一起沟通了以后呢，8:20老师准时接他们上去上课。但是因为疫情的问题呢，而且呢我们也必须要去因为呢疫情的问题呢，我们现在的那个饭厅呢其实只可以容纳90个人，而且呢我们有500个学生回来，所以呢7:45开门让小朋友进来吃早餐呢已经是不太可能的了。所以呢我们现在呢是换一个方式，就是因为疫情呢，我们现在是8点钟开门，然后呢8点钟开门的时候呢你的小朋友呢就会进来学校里面。当然你的小朋友也必须要填一个健康调查表，填完表格以后呢给工作人员看了以后呢，他可以进来拿早餐走回去，他就是走去教室里面呢，然后呢可以在教室里面呢，老师会在教室里面呢，就是说第一件事情他们做的就是跟他们讲一讲有关于目前的新闻是什么。我们学校有一个是 Mind on News，然后他们呢通常都会呢去做那个开始，然后呢他也可以跟老师沟通一下，然后他们也可以吃他们的早餐。
Okay, so let me go on. Just be prepared for the first 2 weeks. It will be a little chaotic. We're going to try to get your child in as quickly as possible and as smoothly as possible. What the DOE is requiring is that you complete a health survey before you enter the building. We have to check the health survey before we allow your child to enter the building. This survey is online and we also have the paper form. What I would suggest is that everybody has, we're going to help you bookmark it on your cell phone. When we get the link, we'll send the link out. And all you have to do is show us the green check. And if you need paper copies, we will send home like a pack of 20 so that you'll have it on ready if you don't want to use your cell phone and you have to hand it to us. Huiling, I'll let you translate that, okay?
Okay, 然后呢，校长想跟所有的家长讲呢，就是说头一两个星期开学的时候呢，有可能会比较乱一点，而且呢，是因为呢，我们小学生呢跟老师呢都必须要检查你的健康调查表，然后这个健康调查表呢，其实是上网是要填的，我们也有呢，就是打印出来的那个纸张呢，可以让你们拿回去，填好了以后呢，带在手上，然后交给我们的工作人员，然后呢，我们只要拿到那个最新的那个连接以后呢，我们就会发给家长，但是呢，我们知道，这头两个星期呢，可能是时间会比较长久一点，你必须要跟你的小朋友在外面等。
Okay, so I'm gonna just say this again. So once again, the school day will start at 8:00. It will end at 2:20. Do not worry if you're on that line and we're still trying to get your child in, and it's hitting 8:10. It's going to be like that for like the first week and a half.We won't walk them late. What we will do is we'll set up a system, last child in, we'll make an announcement, and from there we proceed to walk them late. I do want to share that when I met with the PTA board and the school leadership team, they said they were concerned that maybe it was a little too early for families, 8:00, but the majority felt that it was a better time for working families. And that's who we really want to support at this point. Nothing's easy. If it's a real hardship, we will discuss it when that happens. Huiling?
Okay, 校长想强调一件事情，就是学校是8点钟开门，8点钟上学到2:20放学。所以他说呢，我们知道头两个星期呢会比较慢一点，所以你不需要担心说你的小朋友如果8点钟没有走进来的话，我们会就是说说他迟到。然后呢，我们呢会就是说有一个，我们会安排让最后一个小朋友进来学校的时候呢，我们会广播，我们会让所有的老师知道这个小朋友是最后一个进来，广播了以后呢，其他小朋友进来的呢，我们才会就是说他是迟到。 OK, 还有呢，我们这一个时间呢其实是通过我们学校的家教会的，然后家教会的人员呢，有些人员他们觉得呢有可能是太早了，可是呢大多数的人员都觉得呢这个时间呢是 给我们的就是说上班族的那些家人呢家庭呢会比较好一点，因为他们呢是需要早一点把小朋友放来学校的，所以呢大多数的人都同意是八点钟开门上学的。 OK， 还有呢如果有家庭呢是觉得这一件就是八点钟开门让你准时来上课的是一个非常艰难的事情的话，你可以联系校长，然后我们再可以私下沟通。
OK， Pre-K and 3K, for the first few days, you will have a staggered schedule. That means that you have to make sure that someone is free. Let me see. We start school the 13th. Thank you, Corey, for responding to that question. So, Olga, can you show the schedule? Ms. Lipsy is going to show you the schedule for what the first... few days.
现在 Ms. Lipsky 呢是给你们看呢，就是说 Pre-K 跟 3K 呢在头一两天的时候呢是有错开的时间表。
Okay, Huiling, maybe you could just explain what it says in Chinese because I think everybody else can read English.
Okay, 然后呢在一边呢是日期是星期一9月13号2020跟21年跟星期二9月14号2021呢，对不对？其实有四组的学生，每一组呢有五个学生呢，每一组都会参加60分钟，就是一个小时。然后呢你们在那个教室里面的学生呢会被编排去四组， A 组 B 组 C 组 D 组。如果你是被编排在 A 组的话呢，你们8点半到9点半进来学，八点半开始上学。B 组是九点，那你九点半呢，你就必须要有人来接。B 组呢是九点半上学，十点半呢就必须要有人来接。C 组是十点半到十一点半，然后十一点半呢一定要有人来接。然后 D 组呢是十一点半到十二点半，十二点半以后必须要人接。每一组呢都有五个小朋友在里面参加而已。所以那一天呢，那两天呢，我们希望家长呢可以抽空。就是说在那个你如果你是被编排在 C 的班的话呢，你必须11点钟来接，而且10点半要带小朋友来上课。 OK， 还有星期三呢，对不对？9月15号呢有两组。 OK， 然后每一组呢有10个小朋友参加，就是让小朋友呢可以慢慢适应学校的环境，然后时间呢就变成一个小时变成一个半小时。然后呢就是 A 跟 B 组呢会联合在一起成为一组，是八点半到十点钟，然后 A 跟 B 组的家长呢必须要十点钟来接。然后呢就是 C 组跟 D 组呢是十点半开始上学，然后呢十二点钟呢你就必须要在门口接。然后呢星期五9月17号呢是半天，所有的学生呢都会是八点钟开学。 Wait, I'm sorry, for Friday September 17th, full class at 10 for half session. Do they start at 8 or they start at 8:30?
8:30.
OK, 那9月17号2021年呢是半天，八点半上学，而且呢 half day is till 12 or till 11:30?
We'll let them know.
OK, 然后是半天，然后呢我们会告诉你半天到底是11点半或者12点。然后呢星期一9月20号呢就会是全天上学了。Still 8:30?
Yeah, we're going to wait and see. Okay, now explain that.
Okay.
I'm going to respond to a question. There is no school Thursday, September 16th is Yom Kippur. Huiling, can you translate
okay.
that?
Okay, 9月16号呢其实是一个犹太人的节日，所以呢9月16号呢是没有上学的，所以那一天呢是没有学生没有来上学。
Okay, please don't worry about copying this. You will be emailed your schedule. Huiling.
不需要担心，你不需要抄这个时间表。副校长呢或者是其他的工作人员呢会直接呢发这个时间表去你的电邮里面。
OK, we can leave this up. I'll just keep talking. Let me just I'm going to start answering questions. How does everybody feel about that?
校长说呢他现在开始解答所有的家长的问题。
Ms. Lipsky, what do you think?
Yep, that's fine. I just want to say that I can't leave it up. I need to leave my screen open. But yeah. Everybody will receive a copy of this in English and Chinese, and those that are listening in it'll be attached to the recording as well.
So do not worry. You don't have to take notes. We will contact you for sure in a week or two on the scheduling. You know, if you have difficulty because of work, you can email us, but there's a good chance that we can't be so flexible because we have full pre-K classes and 3K classes. You know, so just to be aware, kindergarten, this does not apply to you. Usually for the start of the school year, the first day is a half day, but currently it's a full day. So your child will be in school all day unless the higher ups change their mind. Please just be aware that what I'm saying now can change by tomorrow. We are at the city's mercy. So if de Blasio changes his mind, we will update you. But right now, okay. Sorry.
OK, 刚刚傅小姐讲呢，说你不需要他，不需要抄那个时间表。那个时间表呢，他会发电邮给你们的，你们都会有一个，就是说一个版本，那个时间表的版本。如果呢，你们呢是你们，我们被编排你的那个你的那个组的时候呢，如果是好像跟你上班的时间有相差的话呢，我们会尽我们最大的可能。可是呢，会来帮助你，但是呢，今年呢，好像很多东西呢，因为特殊的情况呢，都是我们希望你可以谅解，因为有时候有可能呢，是不太可能可以帮你改变任何东西的。今天这个刚刚给你看的那个错开时间表呢，只是给 3K、3K 跟 4K， 就是学前班的学生的家长的，幼稚园的家长呢，他们好像最近以前呢都是第一天读半天，可是最近去年呢都是读一整天的。然后呢，我们今天所跟你分享的信息呢有可能会转变，因为呢我们不知道呢市政府他们会不会有更进一步的信息发给我们，但是如果他们有的话呢，我们会提早的告诉你们。
Okay, so I'm going to start answering the questions on the Google form, and then I will then answer the questions on the chat. The first question is ISS available for after school? I called the email ISS, but have not heard back. Many of our after school programs are closed this week. They are actually on vacation, and for some of them, they're setting up for September. We will have ISS in the building. ISS accepts pre-K students. They do not accept 3K students. They are reaching out to the Department of Health to see if they can get a permit to service 3K, but it's a very long process. So we will have ISS in the building for pre-K up to fifth grade. We also have University Settlement. We have Christie Street Daycare, which is part of CPC. We have Grand Street Settlement, and we have Victoria Voices. And we also have Maywa. They come into the building, they pick up the students and they walk over to their site. They're all fairly close by. The furthest one is Maywa. We will send you the information via email so that you can start planning. If you do outreach, I don't know if they will get back to you right away. Many of these organizations are closed this week, but be patient. They are usually good with responding. Now, okay. Oh my God, 回来又要 kill me.
Okay, so 校长说呢，家长第一个问题就是有关于 ISS 的课后补习。Okay, 然后呢，校长说呢，因为呢这两个星期呢，很多的那些机构呢，他们都是放假。Okay, 他们关门，因为呢，他们放假是因为呢，他们有可能是准备九月份的那些名单的那些座位了，他们也要按照那个教育局的规律来走的。Okay.我们想跟你讲的呢，就是学前班就是四岁的小朋友 pre-K， ISS 呢他们是有接 pre-K 的，所以如果你们想报读 ISS 的话呢，他们是可以接受 pre-K， 就是四岁的小朋友。但是 3K 三岁的小朋友呢，他们现在呢还不可以呢去接容纳那些小朋友，他们要通过健康局那里呢去给他们一个牌照，让他们可以呢去服务，就是帮，就是说去接这些小朋友来做课后补习的。但是呢这一些就是程序呢是非常非常的久，所以到目前为止他们还在申请，还没有 还没有批准的，所以我们没有 3K 的补习课后补习， ISS 没有 3K 的课后补习。我们还有其他的那些课后补习班呢，例如University 也是一个， CPC 也是另外一个， Grand Street Settlement 是另外一个， Victoria 是一个，还有一个是美华。那美华呢今年不会在我们学校，他们是在他们自己的大楼里面呢去服务这些小朋友的，然后他们会来我们学校接，接了以后他们就会走去美华的那一栋楼，然后呢走去美华的那一栋楼的时候呢，然后他们就会在那里呢去帮助他们做课后补习的，然后这些课后补习的那些机构呢最远的就是美华了。然后呢校长呢副校长呢他们会发一个电邮给所有的家长，有关于这一些课后补习班的那些机构。
Oh my God, I said a lot, Hui Ling. That was a long translation. Okay, so families, just be prepared. Many of these after-school programs will not start until mid-September. What they have to do is wait for us to get started. Then they have to register and then they have to figure out their spacing. You have to remember, these organizations also have to abide by the social distancing. So it's a lot of figuring out. We're still in the middle of figuring out. We got confirmation today. The way to measure the 3 feet is the center of one chair to the center of the next chair. So we will be measuring the center of one chair to the center of the next chair. So be prepared that you will have to have childcare until probably mid-September. You know, which isn't all that bad because we start on the 13th. I'm going to go to the next question. Sorry.
Okay, 校长刚刚说呢，他们希望你们知道呢，就是那个课后补习呢，你们必须要有一个准备，就是说他们有可能呢是在九月中的那个时候呢，才可以呢去让你们登记呢，去报名呢，去参加这一些课后补习的。Okay.还有呢，因为呢，所有的这些课后补习呢，他们都必须要遵守 ，OK， 就是教育局他们的规律，每一个小朋友呢都必须要是分开三次的。然后今天呢，我们有更进一步的那个指令，就是说怎么样去量这个三次呢？就是一个小朋友的座位的中间量到另外一个小朋友座位的中间呢，对不对？中间只要分开三次呢就可以了。
OK， the next question is: Does classes still have?Social distancing, yes. Everybody will be 3 feet apart. The teacher will be 3 feet apart from your child. That's the requirement.
Okay, this 家长问
Sorry, this means lunchtime. When we kindergarten and up, when they eat in the lunchroom, they will be 3 feet apart. Okay, Hui Ling, sorry.
Okay, 这个问题是有关于呢，这个每个教室里面呢有没有社交距离？然后呢，校长说是有的，每一个教室里面呢都有三尺的就社交距离，小朋友会三尺，老师也会三尺，去吃午餐的时候呢，每一个座位都是三尺的。
Okay, next question is what is PS42's contingency plan in the event there is a COVID positive case amongst the student body or a student's household?Contact tracing takes over. They are changing the protocol for quarantine. I think currently if a student is positive, they quarantine for 7 days, which is basically a week. The contingency plan is that the class will quarantine depending on exposure. And they're pretty thorough with the contact tracing. Ms. Lipsky will vouch to that. They will go to...each child in the room, we have to figure out, the teacher has to decide whether they were 10 minutes together, closer than 3 feet. It's extremely complicated. I can tell you this summer, in Summer Rising at 124, an individual tested positive. So the class quarantined for 7 days. The teacher who's fully vaccinated did not quarantine. So he...was able to teach remotely. Now, if a child is home for 7 days, I do not know if we will have a remote option to work with them. What we do have instead is a slew of work, that a slew of digital programs that we purchase that we can assign to your child. So right now we're still waiting for guidance. I think last school year it was, if we have 4 unrelated cases in the building, they shut the school. This year it is 7 unrelated cases. But, you know, please remember, this might change by tomorrow. Huiling?
Okay. 首校长说呢，这个家长问呢，是说我们学校的那个计划呢，如果有一个反阳性的小朋友，或者是工作人员呢，一个小朋友有反阳性的新型冠状病毒的那个测验回来呢，应该要怎么样做？ OK， 然后校长说呢，如果我们呢是有任何，就是教育局按照教育局的规矩，就是每一个小看看他们必须要去追踪纽约，他们必须要追踪，而且要更进一步的了解到底是多少个小朋友啊，接触是多久多长久。 那么 Slipsky 呢，他通常都会跟这个纽约市的追踪的那些工作人员呢，他们会跟他们合作，然后呢，他们会有更进一步的资料给我们。但是呢，每一次的这件事情发生呢，所有小朋友呢都必须要居家隔离呢7天，以前是14天，现在他们变成7天了。然后呢，我们呢不知道会不会有没有远程的那个选择，但是呢，我们会给你的小朋友呢一些。 他们可以呢在网上呢是可以持续的学习，因为我们在学校里面也购买了很多那些网上的课程，让小朋友可以持续的学习。然后呢，去年呢是4个没不相同，而且没有任何连接的那个就是有4个情况下呢，我们才会把学校大楼关掉。然后今年呢是7个。 没有任何的连接，或者是任何的，就是没有任何的连接，才会把学校关门。
Okay, I know that's sort of like a vague answer, and I apologize, but until I get it in writing, you know, I don't want to misinform families.
Okay, 校长说呢，他们跟你讲的这些资料呢，有可能是不太清晰，是因为呢，我们到目前为止呢，还没有清晰的那个。 教育局他没有给我们清晰的指令，等我们得到了更进一步的清晰的指令的时候呢，我们会跟你讲。
Okay, next question. Is there any remote class? No. That was easy.
Okay, 另外一个问题呢，就是有没有远程学习，没有远程学习，今年完全没有。
Okay, the next question concerns after school. Hi, I was wondering if the after-school programs have started the registration process yet. If so, can a list of programs that are willing to operate during the upcoming school year be shared with families? Yes, we will share them with you. You will get it in your email. We're just confirming our start time and we are contacting them. They've reached out to us already. I am waiting to confirm and see how many students they can take on their end. And we will send you the information. Don't worry. I know that's really important. As a mom of 4 kids, I got it. We will get it to you once we have updated information from the after school care.
Okay, 这个家长想问呢，有关于课后补习，他想知道呢，他们现在有没有开始报名呢？还有就是说有到底有哪一些课后补习的资料，我们可不可以就是说发电邮给他们？校长说呢，等我们知道呢更详细一步的。 资料的时候我们会发放给你们的。OK, Ms. Lipsky 呢，他会发电邮给你们，告诉你们呢有哪一些课后补习的。然后校长说呢，他们也在连接，就是他跟那个课后补习的负责人呢，他们也有沟通。然后他们现在呢是需要确定他们开始的时间，而且呢他们必须要确定他们可以容纳多少个学生的时候呢，等我们收到所有的资料呢，我们把所有的资料统计一下，我们就会发电邮给你们。
Okay, next question. What is the start and end time of the school day? We start school at 8 o'clock. I know there was a question is what is considered late? After 8 o'clock is considered late, but we know there's going to be a long line outside. So what we will consider late will be last child in off that line. And then we mark everybody else late. You just can't share that with anybody else.
OK, 这个家长想问呢，我们学生，我们学校开始的时间是几点钟开学，几点钟放学，然后开学的时间是8点钟，放学的时间是2:20。那他想知道呢，是到什么时间呢，才是会小孩子会被说他们迟到。 然后呢，校长说呢，我们现在呢是跟你讲说最后一个小，因为呢今年呢我们必须要看了所有的健康调查表，所以呢我们必须要等到最后一位小朋友进来了以后呢，把门关起来的时候，去广播给所有的老师听。 现在这一分钟以后呢，全部小朋友进来都是知道的。
That has to be a PS42 secret.
OK, 但是呢，这个是你不可以跟其他的人讲的，这个是我们之间的一个小秘密。
OK, next question. Will children be provided with a computer ahead of time in the event the class or school has to operate remotely? Do not worry. We've already requested over 200 iPads for all new students. We're just waiting for them to deliver it. Your child will have an iPad. The iPads come with keyboards, which is like the best thing. And we will provide headphones. We find that that was the most helpful thing last year. Better.com, the mortgage company, gave us... Yep. They walked the dogs. Okay, sorry. Yep. So we are able to purchase headphones for all the children. And yes, they will be using that iPad if we go remote.
OK, 这个家长想问呢，说小朋友呢会不会就是学校会不会给一些电脑让小朋友去用呢？如果呢我们需要关闭的时候呢，他们所有的东西都变成网上学习了。OK, 然后呢校长说呢，你不需要担心，因为呢我们的副校长呢已经向教育局申请了200架的 iPad, 然后这些 iPad 呢都会有键盘跟着，而且呢你们也会，我们学校也会提供给你们的小朋友呢一个耳机。因为呢我们去年呢有一个机构他呢是一个那个就是一个贷款的机构，贷款的公司呢，他们捐了50万块给我们学校，让我们学校呢可以就是购买一些器材来帮助我们学生呢去做远程学习的，所以那是其中的一样东西我们购买。
OK. Along that note, please do not worry about school supplies. I know it's all over the news, the shortage. We have purchased everything your child needs to start school at PS42. The only thing we don't have is school bags. So you're welcome to buy your own school bag. You're also welcome to buy your own notebook if they want a specific character on it. But we have pencils, we have crayons, we have markers, we have notebooks, we have folders, we have glue. So do not worry about school supplies. What we do every year at PS42 is if I have money left over in my budget, the teachers will tell me everything the student will need for that grade and we buy it. So the iPads we are waiting for, we've requested 200 to service all our new pre-K, Ks, first grades and new students coming into the building. We have enough school supplies for everybody. So please do not worry. What we don't have are water bottles and school bags. So you can definitely go shopping for those items, okay?
Okay, 校长说呢，我们现在讲一讲有关于上学的材料。Okay, 我们学校呢，去年呢，用了很多经费呢，去购买了材料了给所有的学生，所以你们不需要出去帮你的小朋友去买铅笔啊，或者是学校要用的东西，我们学校都已经帮你们购买了。我们没有的呢，就是书包，你们可以呢去带你的小朋友去买一个新的书包。我们也没有水壶，你们可以带你的小朋友去买一个水壶。因为呢，基于呢，我们去年呢已经去就是说问过所有的老师，他们今年呢是需要什么样的教学材料呢？所以他们全部都统计了，然后交给校长。所以呢，我们学校已经把所有的材料呢都已经买好了，所以你们不需要担心。
Okay, along that note, yes, your child will learn to use the iPad and they will learn to use laptops. We invested heavily into technology because you'll never know when we have to go remote. We also purchased a lot of programs so that we can actually train the students on how to be independent when and if we go remote, so you don't have to be by their side constantly. So that doesn't mean they're not doing face-to-face in school. The teacher will be teaching, but part of the teaching will be teaching them how to use the programs, how to take care of the iPad, and how to use the iPad so that you don't have to be next to them. I think that was the biggest issue last year. So hopefully we can really train everybody so that they can be as independent as possible.
OK， 校长说呢，你的小朋友呢会学习在教室里面呢会学习怎么样用这些新的 iPad 跟新的就是电就是手提电脑呀、yeah, 手提电脑，而且呢我们学校那里有购买了很多那些线上的那些就是线上的学习课程呢让你的小朋友去学习的。OK， 但是呢会不会就是说老师呢也会在他们的面前教，但是呢我们要你知道呢就是说我们必须要训练他们让他们可以呢自己去做这一些事情。OK， 然后呢我们呢会教老师会教他们呢怎么样去保护跟爱护他们的 iPad， 他们也会教他们呢如果呢学校关闭的时候呢应该要怎么样去登上去这些这些网课啊，或者是怎么样去启动那一些网上学习的课程。 OK， 因为我们需要他我们想训练他们呢就是独立，就不需要你一直坐在他们的旁边呢教他们做这个教他们做这个，我们需要训练他独立，让他们自己可以自己这个样子做。
OK， so I'm sorry if I'm looking away, but I have two laptops going so I can look the questions and answer it, so my apologies if I keep turning my head.
校长说呢他有两架电脑呢同时在使用，因为呢一个电脑呢是这一个 Zoom 这个会议，另外一个电脑是有你所有的问题在上面，他是一个一个帮你们解答。
OK, next set of questions.What's the sick policy? If your child's not feeling well, we will send them to the nurse, Ms. Randat. And, you know, if your child's tired, we let them rest. If they run a fever, we will call you. You will have to pick them up right away. If they throw up, guess what? You will have to pick them up right away. If they're coughing, any symptoms that might be related to COVID, you will have to pick them up. That's just the policy, so that we can keep everybody safe. And in many cases, you will probably have to take them to a doctor and get a note before you can return. I just want to make that very clear. Our nurse follows all guidelines, and she does not work for me. How about that? She works for the Department of Health.
OK， 校长说呢有关于生病的情况是应该要怎么样定的，然后呢我们需要你知道呢就是如果你的小朋友呢不舒服，在学校不舒服的时候呢，我们第一件事情就是把他送去护士长的那个办公室里面，让护士长去看一看他们，去表面的诊断一下他们到底是什么问题。如果你的小朋友呢好像很累的话呢，我们就会就是建议他把他的头放下来休息一下。如果你的小朋友发烧，如果你的小朋友吐，如果你的小朋友呢有任何新型冠状病毒的症状的话呢，我们都会打电话给你，你都必须马上立刻呢来学校接他们。 OK， 而且你们必须要把你们的小朋友带去医生那里呢，然后呢去给医生检查以后呢医生要写一张纸然后带回来学校，我们必须要把这一张纸呢是交还给我们的护士长的。如果你没有这一张医生纸呢，你是不可以回来上学的。OK， 而且呢，我们的护士长呢，他是真的，他会按照所有的健康局里面的规则走。所以呢，校长呢，完全是不可以介于他的工作，因为他工作的他的老板是不是校长，而是叫那个健康局。
Okay, so what is the teacher to student ratio? I can't tell you that yet. The teacher to student ratio will be how many students we can have in a room 3 feet apart to one teacher. Pre-K, there'll be two adults. So that does compromise the space, but I think we will be okay. 3K, there'll be two adults. So we have to factor that in also because teachers also have to be 3 feet apart.Huiling, stop laughing. Go on, translate.
I'm sorry. My husband just got dinner. He's calling the kids down. I'm so sorry.
Popeye.
Okay, so 这个家长想知道呢，老师跟学生的比例。Okay, 然后呢，校长说呢，我们到目前为止呢，还没有呢正确的答案给你们，因为呢，我们必须要把那个尺寸量好了，看看这个教室里面呢可以放多少桌子，以后呢，我们才可以告诉你比例是多少。但是呢。可以告诉你的就是四岁的学前班的 pre-K 学生呢，他们有两个大人在里面，就是一个老师一个助教，还有呢 3K 也是有两个， OK， 所以呢，在那个情况下呢，容纳的学生就可能会比较少一点，但是校长说你不需要担心。
OK, is there a supply list for the class? No, not when it comes to school supplies. For pre-K and K, we will probably ask you to bring in a change of clothes, right? And maybe a pillow or a blanket if we are allowed to nap. We're still waiting for guidance on that. I think that's it. Hui Ling?
OK, 这个家长想问呢，说如果有没有那个每一个教学生年级呢，有没有一个购买材料的那个一个表，然后呢校长说是没有的。幼稚园我们只需要所有的小朋友呢，幼稚园学前班跟 3K 的小朋友呢是带一套换洗的衣服。还有呢就是如果呢教育局他们再一次呢可以让小朋友在教室里面睡觉的话呢，我们也必须要里面带一个好像一个枕头啊，跟小小的就是被子这个样子。
Okay.Where will the students eat during their lunch period? Pre-K eats in their classroom family style. 3K eats in the classroom family style. They'll be aided by the two adults. Kindergarten up to fifth grade will be eating in the lunchroom, socially distanced 3 feet apart.
OK, 然后这个家长问有关于午餐呢是哪里吃，然后呢 3K 跟学前班四岁的小朋友呢，他们会在他们教室里面吃，然后呢老师会就是说把他们的食物呢发放在他们的面前让他们去吃的，然后呢幼稚园到五年级呢会去我们学校的饭厅里面吃午餐的。
Oh, sorry, I clicked too fast and I just skipped some questions. OK. Are home food allowed to be brought to school? Absolutely. If you want to pack your child's lunch, we more than welcome them to have their lunch from home. No glass bottles, and water is the beverage of choice, no exceptions. I mean, they can bring in milk, Parmalat. We do not refrigerate and we do not heat up food. But you're more than welcome if your child doesn't like to eat school lunch, you can send them in with food. Trust me, school lunch is not that bad. Not like the days when I had school lunch. They have choices. I'm really impressed. But if they don't want to have school lunch, you can send them in. We do not heat up. We don't want anything else except for water, no juice. If you want, you could send in the shelf-stabilized milk. I think we can sneak some school milk to them. They're really strict about that. If you take milk, you have to take the entire school lunch. Hui Ling?
Okay, 这个家长问呢是说小朋友可不可以在家里，家长可不可以自备午餐？那当然是可以的啦。但是呢，我们要告诉你呢，就是第一，我们不可以把任何的食物呢，把它放去冰箱里面呢，把它冷冻，而且我们也不会帮你的小朋友呢，把食物热起来的。OK， 而且呢，我们学校也不可以容纳任何的玻璃瓶。OK， 而且呢，饮料呢只可以是水，没有其他选择，他们只可以带水，不可以带其余的东西。OK。还有呢，其实现在的学校的午餐也非常的丰富，跟校长以前，校长说跟他以前相比的话呢，其实呢是丰富了很多，而且呢还有很多的不错的选择给他们选。OK， 但是呢，有你们可以带奶，我们不会帮你冷冻他们的。OK， 然后有时候呢，如果我们可以的话呢，我们也会给他，就是给你的小朋友，如果我们可以的话呢，给他一瓶奶，但是呢。他们是非常的严格，因为呢，你拿一瓶奶的时候呢，你必须要拿他们的午餐，所以有时候还不可以。
Okay, I'm going to go to the next set of questions. You had mentioned that the outdoor play space would be limited due to capital improvement. Can you speak to the plan of getting kids outside? Heard Orchard might be an option. So currently, I'm not so worried. There's a whole legal battle going on about with the condo next door. Before they start capital improvements, they have to build a fence to block off our gate from their space, and they don't like it. I'm a little amazed. You know, when they built the condo and people moved in, they knew they were next to a school that's been there 123 years. So we have the outdoor yard until probably December. I'm not going to go into construction right now because that's like another town hall that's going to be an hour long. We are working with the DOT. I am requesting that they allow us to close Orchard or Ludlow for play space in the event that it happens in December. I am also applying for play space at Sewer Park. So that is all in the works. So whether we close the street or not, we have the outdoor yard right now, so I'm very happy. We have a huge indoor yard. Kaiser, sorry. We have a huge indoor yard for rainy days. And we will have Sewer Park if my proposal goes through. So that is all in the works. I hope you're happy with the answer until I can give you more details. And that'll be, like I said, another very long town hall. Huiling.
OK, 这个家长想问说呢，有关于就是说外面可以让小朋友去玩的那个地方，因为我们学校呢是会就是说12月份的，有可能呢12月份的时候呢会经过就是改善，他们必须要装修啊，换一下改善我们学校。OK， 所以呢有那个玩的地方呢就有可能会变小。然后校长说呢，他不会在这一个会议里面呢，他不会细讲说到底会发生什么事情，因为呢我们12月份那个时候呢又会开一个市政厅的会议，那个时候呢我们会有更多的资料，因为现在呢他们还不可以动工，是因为他们现在我们学校教育局呢跟他们对面的那个那栋大楼呢，他们现在有那个就是法律上的问题，所以他们必须要在法律上的问题解决以后才可以动工，所以呢我们暂时呢就不会跟你们详谈有关于这个重新建造的事情。而且呢就是说我们现在可以告诉你呢，就是校长呢，如果这个事真的开始的话呢，我们有可能去申请一些把那些街呢街道给关掉，不让车子开过去。而且校长说呢，他也去申请了一些去好像去说话，那可以去他们那个地方呢，去让小朋友可以去那边玩。
And you know, and I don't mean to be flip about it, and that's not important. It's just at this point,I realize that we just have to roll with the punches and we can always make it work. So,
Kaiser.
校长说呢，他不是说不重要，但是说呢，到目前为止呢，有其他很多事情必须要解决先。OK， 之后呢，我们再想谈这件事情。他也知道玩是非常的重要。
OK, will lunch and breakfast be served in the cafeteria again?For kindergarten and up, lunch will be served in the cafeteria. We have already marked off the tables. Everybody will be 3 feet apart. We plan to feed 90 students and then flip, have the other 90 students eat. So well, if they're not eating, they have recess. Breakfast will have to be grab and go. They will come in, grab breakfast, eat in the classroom. We cannot fit 500 students in the indoor yard.So breakfast is grab and go. Huiling?
Okay, 像这个家长问呢，有关于早餐跟午餐呢，是不是在饭厅里面吃？幼稚园到五年级的小朋友呢，会在饭厅里面吃午餐。然后饭厅里面可以容纳90个学生，所以呢，90个学生吃完了以后呢，他们就可以去玩了。然后呢，相较于玩的那些学生，他们就会吃午餐。我们会持续的这个样子做，直到所有的小朋友都吃了午餐。而且早餐呢是。在他们的教室里面吃，因为我们的饭厅呢 一下子呢不可以容纳500多个学生，所以只可以他们把早餐拿在手上，拿上去他们的教室，在教室里面吃。
Okay, the next question is how will specials work? Will students be moving to other classroom or is it a push-in? We're not sure yet how that looks like. Your child will get in rotation music, art, physical education,Yoga. Oh my God.
Spanish.
Spanish. Spanish.
And library.
And library. We have rooms to accommodate movement. The only dilemma is some of my upper grades are really packed and I have to break up classes. And the DOE said,If I break up a class, I have to use whatever space I have to accommodate the overflow. So it depends on what it looks like. I have no idea what my enrollment looks like. We have families leaving us that we know about. We have families leaving us that we don't know about. We have families moving in that are registering. So until we get a handle of what the classroom looks like and how many students I actually have, we can't make a decision on the specials. Whether that and what it means is that we have a classroom for the Spanish teacher. So prior to the pandemic, the children will go into her room and they were surrounded by everything that's in Spanish. During the pandemic, because we didn't want movement because of contact tracing, the Spanish teacher had to go from room to room to room. We don't know what that looks like. I will let you all know once we get a determination of our enrollment and the spacing with the furniture. Currently, we do know that they will have Spanish. We have two Spanish teachers this year, so that's wonderful. We have two phys ed teachers this year. We have a yoga teacher, fully licensed. She does reading recovery for reading support, and she does yoga. For kindergarten, they have dance with Miss Elizabeth, who might be Zooming in remotely. We have smart boards in the classroom, and she's from Chen Dance. We also have soccer with the New York City Football Club, and that's only that'll be in a cycle also. So there's a lot of specials. We know they're going to definitely be part of the special classes. We just don't know how it's going to be arranged yet. Huiling.
Okay, so 这个家长问呢，有关于我们学校的那些特别的那些课程呢？我们学校有音乐，有音乐老师，有美术，有美术课程，有体育课，有瑜伽课，还有呢就是西班牙的课程，还有呢就是图书馆的老师呢会阅读给你的小朋友听。然后呢，我们现在呢就是不太清楚呢正确的情况不太清楚，但是呢。我们大概知道，因为呢，我们现在呢很多东西呢都必须要先分配小朋友的教室先。我们的高年级呢有很多的教室里面呢，他们呢都有很多的学生，所以呢，教育局说第一个选择我们必须要解决的第一件事情呢，就是要看看呢一个教室里面可以容纳多少个小朋友，以后呢，对不对？你才可以去规划这些其他的特别的那些课程的。然后呢，我们到目前为止呢也不知道我们。其实有多少个学生重新报名或者是离开我们，而且呢，我们必须要把所有的东西呢都知道清楚了以后呢，才可以详细的告诉你到底是什么情况的。OK， 好像呢，我们以前呢，就是那个西班牙课程的老师呢，他有一个教室里面呢，里面所有的东西呢都是西班牙语的，但是基于这个疫情呢，他变成呢，他必须要去，而且呢，也是纽约市的追踪。他就变成老师呢，去走去每一个教室里面呢，去教西班牙语的。所以呢，我们学校呢，还有那个陈舞蹈的老师 Miss Elizabeth， 他会去继续的来教小朋友跳舞，但是有可能呢是在线上教他们的。我们也有就是也有那个踢足球，是在纽约的那个足球俱乐部里面呢，他们呢会就是说让两个老师教师来我们学校呢来教我们的学生，然后所有这些特别的课程呢都会是就是每一个小朋友呢都会去参与四到六个礼拜之后就会换其他的课程了。
OK what time is drop off and is there early morning option again? We can have the early morning option of 7:45. That's why we moved our start time to 8 o'clock. The early morning option, we just can't fit everybody safely in the indoor yard and cafeteria. Just be prepared for the first 2 weeks. It will be a little chaotic. We have to get everybody back to routine. You know, we have to do the health check. But once we get into routine, it will go very smoothly.
Okay. 校长说呢，这个家长问呢，说有没有呢，就是早晨呢可以早一点呢把学生放去学校的这一个选择，答案是没有。所以呢，因为没有，所以我们才把我们的学校开学的开早上上学的时间呢，把它改成8点钟了。OK， 而且呢，I lost my train of thought again.
So
sorry.
It's okay.
So
drop off. That
drop off.
They have to be prepared for the first 2 weeks.
Oh, yes, I remember that. Sorry. 校长说呢，在头两个星期呢，所有的家长呢必须要准备好，就是说呢，头两个星期呢会 会比较乱一点，然后等小朋友呢习惯了，他们呢已经建立好了他们的日常的时候呢，会比较快一点。
Okay, I think there used to be a swim program for second graders. Is this taking place this year? Yes, our second graders forever have been part of the YMCA, and each second grade class gets 10 weeks of swimming lessons. We run the kids over to YMCA on Bowery Street. Last year, we did not have it. I do not know if they'll have it this year. I will contact the YMCA. I think it will it's probably going to be unlikely to happen this year, which I'm very sad about. But we will see. I have to remember to contact them. Ms. Lipsky, can you remind me? I'll let you know.
对，这个家长问呢，是说我们二年级学生呢有一个游泳的课程呢是可以去参加的，但是没有错，我们呢在基于这个疫情之前呢，是每一个二年级的小朋友呢都会学十个星期的游泳课程 ，OK， 但是呢去年因为疫情呢，这个游泳课程没有发生 ，OK， 而且今年呢校长说呢，他必须要联系那个 YMCA 的游泳课程的负责人去看看他们今年怎么样说，但是他觉得呢今年也不太可能有这个游泳的课程给学生。
Okay. Sorry.Do outside service providers and after school staff members need to get vaccinated? The answer is yes.
Okay, 这个家长问呢是说课后补习的老师跟所有在学校里面的工作人员包括老师呢是不是要打疫苗？答案是他们每一个都必须要打疫苗。
Okay, the next one is a request from a parent to have their child in the Chinese bilingual class only becausethe child does not speak English. They did not come into the building. That is fine. We honored that request. So don't worry. We will place your child in a Chinese bilingual class where the teacher is Chinese speaking.
Okay, 这个家长呢，他写说他想把他的小朋友放在双语的教室里面，因为他的小朋友呢一年在家里也没有学习说英文，校长说呢，你不需要担心，我们会把它放去一个双语的教室里面，然后老师会讲中文。
Okay, so the next question is about ISS. We will give you information about the ISS after school.
Okay, 下一个问题是有关于 ISS 的课后补习，我们以后呢会，我们十一点呢会发一个 email 电邮给你们呢，有关于ISS 的课后补习。
Okay, have the school teachers been vaccinated? I'm not allowed to ask them, but I know for a fact that they will have to be.
Okay, 这个家长问说，所有的学校老师是不是全部都打了疫苗？然后校长说他不可以问老师有没有打疫苗，但是他可以告诉你，坚定的告诉你说，每一个老师会打疫苗。
Okay, Corey, Sandra, hey, building...Will the building be able to accommodate kids for full instruction 5 days? Yes. Currently, the answer is yes. And if not, space planning from the DOE will come in and make sure I can squeeze everybody in, even if a child's in the hallway. So don't worry.
Okay, 这个家长想问呢，是学校呢，是不是会接纳所有的学生回来读一整天，每一天都上学？答案是会的。OK， 因为呢，如果校长说不会的话呢，我们教育局呢，他们有一个就是空间规划的那个工作人员会进来呢，会就是把不可能变成可能。
OK， outdoor space， I think I addressed that already. We have the yard for now, and I'm applying for a sewer park where the basketball courts are, not where the tennis courts are. That belongs to Sewer Park High School, and that is going to be under construction, but the back area. 回来。
OK， 这个家长问有关于就是我们玩的地方，然后呢，校长说呢，我们现在有我们的后院，而且呢，他也会去申请有关于去那个 Sewer Park 的那个篮球场那里呢，去申请学生可以去那里活动一下。
OK， new school hours， I think I addressed that is from 8 to 2:20. After school options， we will contact you. Enrichment， last year we had PSAL programs.I'm waiting to hear from them if they have the CHAMPS program. We have to be careful about how many programs we bring in only because space is such a concern And right now, to accommodate families, we really want to provide after school care. Huiling.
Okay, 所以这个家长问有关于开学的时间、放学的时间、课后补习呢，还有呢有关于特别的课程。 然后校长说呢，我们开学的时间是已经跟你们讲了，8点钟放学，2点20，而且呢，我们现在呢是课后补习，那么Slipsky呢会之后发一个电邮给你们，然后有关于特别的课程呢，就是我们学校呢去年有chance，就是让所有的小朋友可以运动一动，然后现在呢，因为所有的学生回来上学，所以我们必须要更小心的规划一下我们的空间，所以呢，我们现在呢，就是我们的头，就是。
The next question, I think we spoke about lunch already. Will morning drop-off for kindergartners be in the cafeteria? You know what? That is a thought. I can squeeze 90 in, but well, let's just wait and see. I'm not sure how we can figure that out.
I'm sorry, what is the question again?
The question is, will there be early, will morning drop-off for kindergartners be in the cafeteria?
Oh.
We do have 90 seats in the cafeteria. I don't know if we can even fit all the kindergarten students in. That is a thought, Wandy. So,
okay.
Think about it. We'll inform all the families.
Okay, 这个家长问呢是说, 幼稚园的小朋友呢，他们进来的时候呢，可不可以去直接去那个饭厅那里？因为我们的饭厅可以容纳90个学生，所以呢，校长说呢，我们不知道我们到底可不可以这个样子做，我们会考虑一下，然后我们会回答你的问题。Okay,
I already answered. There was a question about pre-K. We addressed that. I'm moving down to the next one for Natalie. Given the current Delta variant, what will the pre-K class size for the upcoming academic year? I think currently we could fit everybody in 3 feet apart.
Okay, 这个家长问呢，有关于 classes. Okay, 有关于就是新的那个新型冠状病毒的那个新的品种，然后呢，就是说，在这个教室里面可以容纳多少的学生？然后现在校长说呢，学前班4岁的小朋友呢，我们都可以容纳在那个教室里面3次社交距离。
Okay, what does the pre-K bell schedule look like? That's kind of hard to answer. We start the school day currently for pre-K at 8:30, only because we don't want them to come into the building when it's madness. Eventually, once things settle down, probably 8 o'clock to 2:20, we will send you a schedule once we establish lunch and everything.
Okay, 这个家长问呢，有关于4岁的那个学前班的那个时间表。然后呢，我们现在呢，就是学前班4岁的小朋友呢，我们叫他8点半进来，是因为我们不想他就是说跟其他的高年级的小朋友呢，他们混在一起。然后呢，等我们呢把所有的午餐啊跟上以后呢，他们会是8点到2点20。然后等我们把所有的东西规划好了以后呢，我们会
Next set of questions. I already answered the school start time. Can we allow approved guests to pick up our child? Yes, you just have to let us know and let the teacher know.
Okay, 有关于呢，你们就是说，如果你们要接小朋友的时候呢，是不是可以呢去就是有一些小一些大人，你们想他们来接的 ？Okay, 我们是可以。 让你们要的那些大人来接没有问题，你们必须要把那个表格填好。Okay,
are there breakfast or lunch options at PS42? Yes, the menu is on the DOE site, so you can always check on what they're having. The only time it changes is if we don't get a delivery.
Okay, 然后呢，这个家长问有关于早餐跟午餐的那个，就是餐牌是什么样？然后校长说，你可以上那个教育局的那个午餐的那个部门，他们把他们的餐牌呢，对不对，都放上网，你可以去网上检查。唯一的困难就是，如果他们没有送货的话呢，有可能那天他们吃的午餐会有一点改变，但是呢，他们午餐基本上都是一样的。Okay.
I'm going to keep going. I'm going to skip through questions that I've answered already, so please don't be offended. It is getting late. Let me keep going. What is our policy on absence for students? This is a question from Matthew. If your child is absent, we have an app that we will put you on. You can school connects. What's called school connects? You just message the teacher. You can call Miss Nina. You could send in a note. Now, if your child is ill, let us know. If you bring your child to a doctor for a checkup, get a note, because then we can mark it as medically excused absence. That's it. That's our policy. If you're out a lot, there is an attendance teacher. She will probably check on you. And, you know, please don't be upset. If your child's out, the teacher will probably call to check on how the child's doing.
OK, 这个家长想知道我们学校的那个缺席政策是怎么样。然后呢，校长说呢，我们学校有一个APP 呢 ，School Connects 呢，是可以让你呢去跟老师讲说你的小朋友呢今天会缺席的，或者是呢在缺席以后呢，你可以写一封信告诉老师说你为什么缺席。但是如果你的小朋友生病去看医生的话呢，我们建议你每次看医生的时候都去向医生拿一张医生纸，因为呢这个样子的话呢，你的小朋友的缺席呢就变成有原因了，是因为他们的健康原因才缺席的。OK。
Okay, sorry.
如果你 I'm sorry. 如果你的小朋友缺席太多的话呢，我们有一个呢，就是缺席的老师，他们会打电话给你呢，去问你们的状况。Okay, 因为这个是教育局的规例。Okay, 还有呢，老师，如果你小朋友缺席太多天的话，你的小朋友的老师也会去问你们小朋友最近情况怎么样，到底是发生什么事情。
Okay, how many kids are in the classroom? In pre-K, it cannot go above 18.In 3K, it cannot go above 15.
Okay, 在学前班的四岁的小朋友教室里面呢，不可以多过18个学生。在3K 呢，不可以多过15个学生。
Okay, what is the COVID protocol for masks? Everybody has to wear a mask in the building.
Okay, 这个家长问有关于呢新型冠状病毒的政策是什么？所以这个政策就是每一个小朋友呢都需要戴口罩。
Okay, who should we contact if we are running late? If we are running late, we will put you on the school app. You can school connect the teacher. You can call Miss Nina in the office, or you could just come in, and we'll just mark you late. It's really not a big deal. It just shouldn't be a habit, but you know, yeah.
如果你当这个家长问，如果当天你们要迟到的时候呢，应该要怎么样做？所以如果你们当天快要迟到的时候呢，你们也可以通过我们学校的 APP 呢发一个短信给老师，或者是呢打学校的电话找 Miss Nina， 跟 Miss Nina 讲你的小朋友会迟到。然后校长说，其实你们迟到呢不是一件很大的问题，但是不要经常迟到。
Okay. Do kindergarten students have now? You know what? I'm going to just give answers which will pretty much.You'll know the question. Kindergarten students do not nap.
幼稚园的小朋友不会去睡午觉。
Parents will not be able to see the inside of the school yet, only because we want to get the students comfortable. We will allow pre-K and 3K families during the staggered schedule to join their child in the classroom.You have to stay with your child, and that would be it. We will eventually do tours, but I don't want to do any tours until the children are comfortable and until we can ensure that everybody is safe. And I apologize. I know it's really hard, but I am concerned about the safety of the children and staff. 3K and K for the first week, we will allow you to come up. You'll use a separate stairwell with your child.You could stay with them during the staggered schedule. By the time it's half day, we invite you to leave because we really do want them to be independent, but we will see how it goes. Huiling.
Okay. 好像家长呢，你们是不可以进来呢，是参观学校的，或者是看看就是不可以参观学校的。但是3K 三岁的小朋友跟学前班四岁的小朋友呢，在那个错过的时间表的当天呢，你们呢？是，就是在那个头一个星期里面，你们是可以跟你的小朋友呢，是一起进来学校去那个教室里面的。Okay. 那我们必须要呢，就是让学生呢，他们可以就是放心的、很安全的在我们学校待着以后呢，校长才有可能会 开放学校给家长们进来参观，但是我们必须要保障小朋友跟老师的安全性。
Okay, so the next question is a good one. Are there bathrooms designated for younger kids or do they share with other older grades? For kindergarten, the beginning of the school year, the teacher takes them down as a class so that we ensure they don't get lost in the building. We have bathrooms on the walk-in level, first floor. We have bathrooms on the third floor. They will learn to use both bathrooms. We send them out in pairs, and it's a fairly safe school. So I wouldn't worry about the bathrooming issue.
Okay, 这个家长问有关于厕所的情况是小朋友的就是低年级的小朋友呢是不是跟高年级的小朋友用同样的厕所 ？Okay, 在学年开始的时候呢，幼稚园的老师呢，他们都会去带小朋友呢去上厕所的。然后呢，我们一楼有一个厕所，三楼有一个厕所，然后我们的老师会就是说教他们怎么样。这厕所在哪里？而且我们学校是非常非常的安全的。每当我们把这个小朋友呢，就是让他们去上厕所的时候呢，我们通常是一对一对的叫他们去上厕所的，所以你们不需要担心。
Okay, the next question is, what is the teacher to student ratio for kindergarten? The teacher to student ratio will be a teacher to as many students that can be in the room 3 feet apart.
Okay, 这个家。
Okay, sorry, Hulin, go.
这个家长问呢，在幼稚园呢，老师跟学生的比例是多少 ？OK， 然后现在呢，幼稚园里面呢是一个老师，跟比例呢，就是我们可以在里面放多少张桌子的那个就是比例。
OK， there will be no online classes this year, and you do not have to bring in supplies.
OK， 今年呢是没有远程学习，完全没有远程学习，而且你们也不需要带任何的材料进来。
Okay, next set of questions about 3K. Can I speak to the curriculum for the 3K room? We will be following the DOE curriculum for 3K. If you Google it, you should be able to see what the 3K curriculum looks like. We do tweak it a bit to accommodate our style of teaching, which is really a little bit more project-based. That is online. Once I get a hold of the 3K teacher, we can send the link to you so that you could take a look at it. What is the expected class size of each 3K room?
Wait, I didn't translate that.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, 这个家长问有关于 3K 的课程是怎么样？你可以去谷歌那里去搜索 3K 教育局的那个课程。然后呢，我们虽然学校呢会有时候会做一点点改变，但是呢，我们都会按照教育局的课程去教 3K 的学生的。
Okay, we only have one 3K class, and it's mandated that we can't go over 15, and there are two adults in the room. As for aftercare options, we don't know of any programs that accept 3K.You know, we're working on that, but I'm doubtful that we'll be able to find one.
Okay, 这个教校长说呢，在 3K 的教室里面呢，有两个大人 ，OK， 15个学生 ，OK， 而且呢，我们现在呢，到目前为止呢，都不知道哪一个课后补习的那个机构呢，是有接受三岁的小朋友报名。
Okay, safety plan for 3K.I do a safety plan. They will be following the rest of the protocol when it comes to safety. We will practice drills and evacuation. The teacher will be with them. Will they be interacting with older students? Yes. Eventually, you have to understand with 3K, we're a very vertical building. We have stairs. By the time we get up to the second floor, and if they have to travel to the third floor, they'll be very tired. But along the way,they will see other students. It's the same as pre-K. We have a very welcoming school and they really love the babies of the school. So yes, they'll be interacting with older children, not in the beginning.
Okay, 有关于安全规划呢，校长说呢，3K 的安全 安全规划呢是跟其他学生呢是一模一样的，我们也会练习走火警啊，而且呢他们会不会跟高年级的学生有一些接触，然后呢答案是会有的，因为呢他们呢通常是如果走上去去另外一个就是课程的时候呢，他们有可能在交接的时候呢会看到高年级的学生的，而且我们高年级的我们是一个非常的友好的学校，所以高年级的学生呢他们很喜欢看到好像 3K 的那些很可爱的那些小孩子的，所以你们不需要担心他们的安全上的问题。
Okay, the next question, will there be nap time for 3K? We are waiting for guidance on COTS, but they will have a rest time and we don't have uniformsthe most is maybe we will offer to sell a PS42 hoodie, and they do not need to bring supplies. They probably will have to bring in for 3K a pillow, maybe a bed sheet if we allow cots, and a change of clothes.
Okay, 那这个问题是说三岁的小朋友呢可不可以睡午觉，然后呢目前为止呢我们还不清楚，但是他们有一个休息的时间 OK, 所以如果呢我们也没有学校也没有制服，如果你们要的话呢你们可以去购买我们学校42小学的那个可能是那个外套外衣啊，或者是那个汗衫这个样子的，然后呢如果是他们可以让他们去睡午觉的话呢，我们只需要你带一个枕头一个小的被子跟一个那个床套来放在那个床上。
Okay, the next question is how many kids are in the ICT class? It will be as many kids that can be 3 feet apart, accounting for 2 teachers. Because the ICT, there's 2 teachers. I can't give you an exact number yet. We're still working out the spacing, but they will be 3 feet apart. So, yeah.
OK, 这个问题是有关于合作班的 OK, 合作班到底里面有多少个学生，然后校长说呢合作班里面呢有两个老师，然后跟我们刚刚讲的一样，那个教室里面可以放多少个桌子呢，就我们就会放多少个学生在里面的
OK,
基于合作班需要两个老师，所以在那一方面呢我们都必须要容纳两个老师在里面。
Okay, I am now going to the chat. I apologize. This was just as long yesterday, but I want to answer all your questions. I'm going to skip over questions that I've answered already, and I will just say quickly, pre-K, 3K, stagger schedule for the first week. Okay, Huiling?
I'm sorry, where are you right now? I'm looking at the chat too, but where are you?
Oh, I'm just skimming because we discussed that 3K pre-K stagger schedule. If you could just.
Oh, okay. All right. 校长说呢，我们现在会去那个去留言方案那里看看你们的问题，然后我们很多问题已经解答了。然后呢，我们也跟你们讲有关于3K 跟4K 四岁学前班的学生的错开时间表。
Okay. We have after schools for 4 pre-K and up, not for 3K.
我们有课后补习呢，是四岁以上的都有，3K 没有。
Matt, 8:10 is considered late, but if there's a long line outside, it won't be considered late.
OK, 8:10呢是基于迟到的，但是如果外面有很长的小学生排很长的队的话，8:10不算迟到。
Hey, Lucas's daddy, don't worry about classroom and teacher. We will contact you the minute we finish organizing our classrooms.You will get a personal email telling you your schedule, group A, group B, and the classroom. The reason why I can't assure teachers yet is it depends on how many classes I have to split up. If I have a class that's too large, I will have to turn it into 2 classes, which means I have to move teachers around.
Okay, 校长说呢，有关于学生，有关于教师跟老师呢，我们现在还不可以告诉你们。等我们把所有的东西规划好了以后呢，我们会发一个 email 给你们，让你们知道你们的学生是在哪个教师跟在哪个老师教的。
Okay, I'm going to drop down to Kyle Chen. That's in Chinese.
Okay.
Okay,
so then she's saying that last week a lot of kindergartners went to the school to take a test, but some of them didn't. So is that how the schools actually put them in classes?
Yep, it's mandatory state.
Okay, Carl Chan 的妈妈没有错，这个是州政府规定的。
Okay, Aiden, that's in Chinese, so.
Okay, so Aiden's family said they live a little bit far from the school, so they wouldn't be able to make it to school before 8:30.
Oh, tell them to please try.
Okay, Aiden 的妈妈，你们尽量试一试啦。
Okay, I responded to the kindergarten. We don't know how many until we make sure. Like, we have an idea, but now we really have to take a yardstick and measure. Whatever the number is, they will be 3 feet apart, and I don't exceed that. Like, I want to keep everybody safe.
Okay. 然后呢，幼稚园的教室里面呢，有多少个人可以在幼稚园里面？然后校长说我们不知道答案，因为我们必须真的要去量三尺的社交距离。然后等我们有更正确的答案的时候，我们会跟你们讲。
Okay, drop off for K and everybody should be 8 o'clock. If you come a little late, there's probably still a line, so don't worry. And for pre-K, after the first week, we will train the students to walk up to the classroom by themselves. So for the first week, you will be with them while it's staggered schedule. You cannot walk anywhere in the building except to the pre-K classroom. You'll be amazed. Last year's pre-K said goodbye at the doorway and they headed up themselves. They did not want their parents' help except for one child.
Okay. 然后呢，就是幼稚园的，就是早上上学的时间还是八点钟。Okay. 如果外面的那个队排得很长的话呢，你必须要跟小朋友在外面等。OK, pre-K 的家长呢是头一个星期在错开时间表的时候呢是可以跟着小朋友上去的，上去教室里面。但是你不可以在学校肆意走动，你必须直接去教室里面。OK, 还有就是第二个星期呢，我们就不可以让你进学校了。四岁的 pre-K 学生呢，他们自己要练习走上去他们的教室里面。去年的学年呢，我们的 pre-K 呢，我们四岁的小朋友呢，他们都自己走上去，而且他们会很勇敢的跟家长你们说再见，所以不需要担心。
Okay, the next one is Helena. So if you made arrangements for the after schools to pick up and you go to after school that we don't know about, contact us. What we will do is arrange for specific spots outside, and that's where we will bring your child to, and the after school care will have someone waiting for them. We do this every year. So, yeah, don't worry. Like, the after schools know the routine. Now,
okay.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Okay, 如果你的小朋友呢是去一个课后补习班，是我们学校不知道的话呢，你必须要联系我们。然后，因为我们必须要编排一个地方呢，是让那个课后补习班的那些工作人员呢是可以知道去哪里接那个小朋友的。而且，我们的老师也必须要知道去哪里呢把这个小朋友呢放呢那个课后补习班才可以找到他的。OK, 如果你们呢是跟他们呢去就是说如果你们有课后补习的班的话呢，你们必须要去他们那里接。
Okay, what happens if a student in a class tests positive for COVID? Probably have to quarantine for 7 days. Yeah.
Okay, 如果一个小朋友呢新型冠状病毒的测验回来是反阳性的话呢，会要怎么样做？小孩子呢会在家居家隔离7天。
Okay, Abigail, you're a teacher in neighborhood school. You won't be able to pick up until 3. What I need to arrange for my child to attend after school? Yes, maybe we can put you in touch with ISS, and you'll probably have to pay a nominal fee for them to keep her till 3. I am bound by contract for the teachers. When they dismiss, they are off work. So email us and we'll see if we can put you in touch with ISS. I apologize. It was either we accommodate families in the morning so they could go to work, or we start really late and they pick up at 3. So we went with the earliest start time.
Do you want me to translate that too? Because it's specific to Abigail. Yeah. Okay. So you skip one. How to apply ISS for K students.
Oh, tell them we will email them.
Okay. 怎么样去申请 ISS 呢？我们会发 email 给你。
In English and Chinese.
Okay. 会英文、中文两个都有，两个版本都有。So this Christy Zhu's mom said if she has a daughter that's in 3K and a daughter in kindergarten, then can she pick up both child at the same time?
Well, they're going to get dismissed at 2:20. Oh, for the staggered schedule? someone contact with her and ask her? Yeah, sure, she can. She just has to sign the child out, okay?
Okay, Christy 的妈妈，如果你是，你可以同一个时间接，但是呢，你必须要把那个幼稚园的小朋友呢，去办公室里面把他牵出去。
Okay, Peggy Chan's mom.
Okay, do we have a partition?
Nope, no partition.
Okay.
They won't let us buy partitions. We do have partitions last year from the teacher so that the student can actually get closer to ask for help, but they are not approving partitions.
Okay, so Peggy 的妈妈，我们学校呢是没有那个玻璃隔离的，今年不可以用。Okay, 去年我们是有，是因为小朋友如果有问题的话呢，想跟老师靠近一点的时候呢，我们就会，老师就会在那个玻璃的后面。Okay, and our other question is, I think you answered already. What if a child is tested positive, right?
Okay,
then what should she do? And would the student be very, would the student be in danger?
Wow, she, no, I'm not gonna, yeah.Student will not feel well and she will have to take the child to the doctor.
Okay, Peggy 的妈妈，如果是小朋友不舒服的话呢，你就带他去看医生。
Okay, pre-K, 3K, not with mask on, yes, probably. You'll be amazed, they are very good. In fact, they get very upset if their classmates take the mask off.
Okay, 3K 跟 4K 的小朋友，三岁跟四岁的小朋友呢，他们睡觉的时候是不是也戴口罩？答案是他们也是要戴口罩的，然后你们必须，你们就是说小朋友呢，他们比你更自觉，如果你们把他的口罩摘掉的话，他们会很生气的。
Kindergarten students eat in the lunchroom and pre-K students go out every day unless it is below 25 degrees including wind chill factor, unless I'm wrong and it's 21.They do go out every day unless the weather is very bad. Then they use out indoor play space.
Okay.
That's two things in once.
All right.
Kindergarten eats in the lunchroom and...
No, it says classroom.
No, they eat in the lunchroom.
Okay. All right. Got it. Okay. 幼稚园的小朋友呢是在饭厅里面吃午餐的，刚刚校长有讲过的。然后呢，四岁的小朋友呢，他们会出去玩。如果呢，外面的天气太冷的话呢，他们是不可以在外面玩的，因为教育局规定不可以在外面玩。
Okay, there's one in Chinese.
Okay, they want to know if there's lunch.
Yes. Okay, that was easy.
有午餐，学校有午餐供应给小朋友。
Okay, everyone has to wear masks. I addressed that already. There's a Abby.
Yeah.
What does that say?
Okay, so she wants to know at what time would the child go to ABC time? 什么意思啊 ，Abby 的妈妈？什么叫做什么时候才知道小朋友？哦 ，A B C D。Oh, she want. Okay, I know. She wants to know the stagger schedule. When will she find out about the stagger schedule?
We will contact her. We will
contact
her.
Abby 的妈妈，你我们会发电邮给你，让你知道你的小孩呢是在 A 组、B 组、C 组或者是 D 组，在错开时间表那个里面。
Okay, kindergarten is not staggered, Helena, okay? What do we need to prepare for the first day of school? Good question. Just bring your child in.
Okay, 幼稚园呢，你们没有错开的时间表，你们是八点钟准时上学的 ,okay? 然后呢，第一天上学要带什么呢？就是带你的小孩子来就可以。Okay, so the next one is the child apply for speech services. What time, when will the speech service start?
It will start
a week later. Yeah.
No, once we get everybody in the building, they will work out a schedule and it will start as soon as there's a schedule, probably in a week or a week and a half.
Okay, Abby 的妈妈，等我们你的小朋友呢会有语言服务呢，等我们把所有的小朋友都安排好了以后呢，而且呢那个语言服务的那些老师他们有时间表的时候就会开始。
Okay, dismissal Lawrence is at 2:20 and it won't be staggered. Actually, we will work on that. I don't want to do it any earlier than 2:20 and I'm not allowed to do it later than 2:20. What we did last year was the grades were designated specific pickup spots. So we do dismiss all at once.
Okay, so Lawrence 的爸爸问说，我们的放学时间是2:20，不是2:30，而且呢是每一个小朋友呢都会同一时间放学。
Okay, we don't have a YMCA after school. We used to have a YMCA after school, but I think YMCA have faced budget cuts, and they used to pick up and bring them to ICE 131. I don't know if that exists anymore. They haven't been in the building for the past few years.
Okay, 我们学校是没有 YMCA 的课后补习，因为呢，以前很久以前有了，但是呢，他们基于他们裁了很多的人员，所以他们机构里面呢就没有再来我们学校接学生了。
Okay, Kyle's mom is about the testing. That is for English proficiency. Some students were able. We asked families to come in to take the test. Some could not make it in. That's why we'll do it during the school year.
Okay, 这个是有关于英文试的。你们小朋友来考的呢是英文试，是看看你们的小朋友英文程度在哪里。而且如果你们不可以进来的话呢，学校开的时候我们会同一时间考他们。
Okay, so the next question is, if the class closes and all the kids have to quarantine, the class might not go remote for 7 days because we don't have remote teachers. What we will do is figure out independent work. That's why it's important that they learn to use the iPad, and that's why we purchased a lot of digital programs.
Okay, 这个家长说，如果那个教室关了的话呢，对不对？而且我们也没有就是说我们没有线上的那个没有那个远程学习了，所以呢，我们需要呢就是小朋友独立的。可以自己去做他们应该做的那一些网上课程。
Nap time, we will have rest time for pre-K. We're not sure about the cuts yet. We're waiting for guidance.
Okay, 有关于睡午觉的时候时间呢，我们不清楚会不会有，但是呢，他们有一个休息的时间，因为我们不知道可不可以安排那些可以小小的那个床垫给他们睡。
Okay, next question is in Chinese.
Oh, so she wants to know if we have uniform.
Nope, no uniform. Okay.
Okay, 我们学校没有校服的。
Okay, the children do not have to provide negative tests. All parents have to submit a health survey when they bring their child to school.
Okay, 小朋友不需要呢，就是交给学校呢他们的新型冠状病毒的检验的反阴性的结果，他们只需要填一个健康，每天早上填一个健康调查表就可以了。
Oh, good question. Will the sick student have to get tested for COVID? I can't make you test your child, but your child cannot come back until they are symptom free.
Okay.
Okay.
这个小朋友，这个家长问呢，如果小朋友生病的话呢，是不是需要去检验有没有新型冠状病毒？校长说我们不可以告诉你一定要检验，但是呢。如果他有任何的症状的话呢，我们建议你是他不可以回来学校，他必须要没有症状的才可以回来学校。
Anyhow, I think I answered the question, Annie Skatolin, about after school and outdoors. We will have outdoor play and we will have after school. You don't have to translate that. So, Annie, if you have more questions, just email me. Abigail, oh, 3K. If teachers have to be 3 feet apart, will they be able to help the kids? Yes, they will be able to help the kids. Everybody's fully masked. They will be supported with bathrooming.
Okay, 3K 的那个学生呢，这个家长想知道呢，上厕所的时候呢，会不会有人帮助他们 ？Okay, 校长说呢，会有人帮助他们上厕所，你不需要担心，因为所有的工作人员跟小朋友他们都有戴口罩。
Okay.All meals are free in public school, and we also have, we're part of the fresh fruit and vegetable program, where they get a healthy snack.
Okay, 所有的那个教育局，所有的教育局的餐呢，都是免费的。Okay, 而且呢，我们学校也有参与一个项目，就是提供蔬菜跟新鲜的蔬菜跟水果呢，给小朋友当小吃。
Okay, Alvina, that one's in Chinese.
That's, will breakfast be provided?
Okay, I answered that already, yes. How are you doing today? Oh, thank you. I am doing very well. This is just very long, and I feel bad for you guys. 回铃。
OK， 这个家长问说校长今天感觉怎么样，然后校长说他今天感觉非常的好，谢谢你。
OK, do we have a day for, oh my God, you know something? I forgot to tell you guys. And a lot of people left the chat. September 10th will be our orientation. Yes, oh, Ms. Lipsky is giving me her, rolling her eyes because it was in the chat. September 10th, we will have orientation. I'm so sorry, I can't let you tour the school yet. By the time you come in, the rooms will be all disinfected already. So what we will do is invite each grade in for half an hour and you will get to meet the teacher. In the indoor yard, we will put up a Google form and you have to let us know if you're coming or not. So we will set chairs out 3 feet apart. It'll be half an hour for each grade.
OK, 校长说的他忘记告诉你们一件非常重要的事情，就是说9月10号，喂。September 10th.
It's a Friday before school starts.
OK, 9月10号星期五呢是有一个机会可以让你呢去跟老师会面的。然后呢 Ms. Lipsky 呢会发放一个谷歌的那个表格让你填。然后呢这个会议会是半个小时呢，让你可以跟就是去进去学校里面呢去见见面见那个老师的。
Oh, shoot. OK. Yeah, he killed it. Anyhow. Okay. Natalia, yes, 3K can be using diapers.
Okay, 3K 是不是可以还用尿布? 3K 还可以用尿布。
Okay, the Millers, when will we receive the class list? Once we set up the room, you will get a class list. I know we had requests for meet and greet. So what we will do for families that want to meet their classmates is on September 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, Ms. Lipsky will send you a form where you check off when you're available, and we'll try to organize it where you can come in with your child into the play space on Ludlow, and it'll be half-hour sessions, and you can meet classmates. You will not be supervised. You will have to be there to supervise your child. We're going to try for the first time meet and greet. You'll get all the details in your email. So September 1st, 2nd, and 3rd will be meet and greet, families meet and greet. If you want to meet up, we will have time slots. You might not necessarily meet people on your grade. We are trying to figure this out in a way that makes sense. September 10th will be our orientation.
Okay, I'm sorry. Meet and greet are only the students?
With adult. Families want to meet some other students, classmates. So we're going to set up a meet and greet, and the adults will just have to come into the yard, meet the other families. The children can meet each other, and it'll be half an hour sessions.
Okay. 然后呢，这个家长问呢，是他们几时可以拿到那个教室里面呢？有其他学生参与，就是教室他的同学是谁？然后校长说呢，九月一号、二号跟三号呢，我们会就是规划一下呢，就是让你可以进来呢，就是去见一见其他的，就是见一见其他的小朋友，或者是其他的那个就是在你的教室里面的朋友。然后呢，那一天呢，我们会有人呢去看着那些人，你必须要去看着你们自己的小朋友，然后呢，你们自己的孩子。然后九月十号呢，就是你可以跟老师会面，然后呢，详谈，老师会告诉你有一些关于他们幼稚园啊，或者是四岁的小朋友的那个课程的。
Okay, can I speak to the literacy block and how it's structured for kindergarten students? That's a lot to discuss, and we're running late. We do readers and writers workshop. It's balanced literacy. We will talk more about it during orientation if you can make it. And if not, shoot me an email. And I will have the kindergarten teachers contact you. Abigail, I'm so sorry. I just want to get through the rest of the other questions. Not that this is not important. I hope you're okay with that.
Okay.
Send us an email. Okay.
这个家长问呢是说就是说教学英文的课程是怎么样的，然后校长说呢这个问题非常的好，但是呢要花很多时间来 跟你们详谈。那这个问题呢，在你跟老师会面的当天呢，你们就可以提议，然后老师会解答给你们听的。或者是如果你们有任何的问题呢，你们可以就是电邮给那个校长、副校长，然后他们会叫那个幼稚园的老师呢，会跟你们讲。
OK，
回答回复你们。
OK，
so the mom wants to know if the kindergarten child needs to bring a blanket to school.
No,
for
no,
now.
No.
OK， 幼稚园的小朋友是没有睡觉。
OK， the next few questions I answered already about class size, so I'm going to skip over that. Matt, if you look on the DOE and look for school calendar, they will list all the days that the schools close. And if the school is closed, the after school care is closed. I think the only exception might be university settlement, right? And CPC, but you'll have to check with them.
OK, 这个家长问呢是说我们放有就是有那个节日的时候呢，我们到底放 哪一天是放假，哪一天是上学的。然后呢校长说你可以去教育局的网站里面呢，他们有写下来呢，今年呢到底有什么哪一天是有节日是放假的。OK， 然后呢通常学校放假呢，大多数的课后补习呢也是跟着放假的，除了那个 University Settlement 跟 CPC 以外。
Okay, is it okay for 3K students to be still using diapers, still potty training? Yes.
Okay, 3K 的小朋友可不可以还是带尿片？可以的。
What about kindergarten? No, they have to know how to use the bathroom by kindergarten. No. Can you read me Ling Ling Mai and Abby again?
Okay. Okay.
我想问，Eden, 翻学嗰时系咪？要嗰、那个体检表啊
，OK， 体检表咧，同埋你要填嗰个健康调查表咧，系两样唔同嘅嘢噶。
哦，咁
体检唔同噶。So she's actually question， 你个小朋友几多岁啊？
哦，有个阿 Brandon 系就嚟七岁读二年级，阿 Eden 系就嚟五岁读嗰个 BK 嗰个学前班。
Okay，so pre-K， I'm sorry。Yeah, so do you think pre-K needs to submit a physical?
Miss Nina?
Hi, yes.
Okay, yes.
Pre-K does need to submit their physical, and all incoming students have to submit a physical, and for kindergartners, if they're turning five later in the year, they should submit one from their last visit and a new one when they turn five.
Okay, so 每一个小朋友呢，他进来读 pre-K, right, Miss Nina? Pre-K 都要交一个体检表格 ，okay? 然后呢，如果进去幼稚园还没有转五岁，也要去提交一个健康表格。他五岁以后还是要提交一个。
Okay, the next question, Abby's again.
Okay, so she wants to know who should. Who should she ask in regards to filling out who can pick up the child, the you know, pick up form, the child pick up form?
Oh,
who can she go to get that form?
We'll send it home.
Okay, 我们呢会把那一张表格呢会发放回去给你的。
Okay, Alexandra, will we get access codes to School Connects? Probably not before school starts. We have to make sure your child's officially registered in our school and attending. Then we have to wait for the computer system, the DOE system, to take effect, and then you'll get your access code. So if you could, School Connects is the app that we use so that you can contact me, Ms. Lipsky, the teacher. That happens after your child comes into the building and they're fully registered.
OK, 这个家长问呢有关于我们学校的 APP, 我们学校的 APP 呢你到目前为止呢是没有任何的你不可以用，是因为呢我们必须呢要在教育局的那个 ATS 里面呢是确定你来我们学校上学之后呢才可以发给你那个运用的那个户口那个账号的。OK, 所以如果因为学前呢所有的东西都没有在教育局的网站里面没有弄好，所以呢，你们不会有的。
Okay, so, how does PS42 handle bullying? Well, we have a lot of socio-emotional lessons that we start from day one. We do a lot of class discussions. We have a guidance counselor and two social workers that actually circulate, and they do lessons making students aware of bullying. We address cyberbullying. And if there is an issue of bullying, we do call families in. We notify families right away.
Stormy.
Sorry. Dog number two. And there's a discipline code. So, and we do follow the discipline code. Huiling?
OK, 这个家长问呢，有关于我们学校呢是怎么样去应付那些欺凌，就是欺凌小朋友，被欺凌的小朋友。然后呢，校长想跟你们讲呢，我们学校呢一开始的时候呢，我们会做有很多的那个有关于社交方面的那些课程的，帮助你的小朋友呢去怎么样重新容纳或者是跟小朋友接触的。OK， 我们学校也有一个辅导员。跟其他的工作人员呢是可以呢跟你的，如果事情发生是可以跟你的小朋友详谈有关于发生什么事情呢，怎么样解决。但是我们第一件事情呢发生的时候，我们也会就是跟联系家长，然后呢跟家长沟通这一件事情。然后教育局呢也有一些纪律的那个本子呢，说欺凌的时候呢小朋友应该接受什么样的惩罚。
OK， we all have access to the curriculum once we start。
OK， 你有那我们呢？你们会收到这些课程呢？我们开始的时候，你会收到课程的。
OK，Kevin、
okay,。OK，it's、okay, at school, right? Will the student change the mask every 4 hours? Change to a new mask every 4 hours?
The children will let us know when they want to change it, and we will give them a new one unless you want to send them to school with one.
OK。小朋友呢，如果他们需要换一个新的口罩的时候呢，他是可以跟老师讲的，然后呢我们会帮他换。然后呢如果你想要他换的话呢，你可以呢就是把口罩让他放在书包里面，他可以自己换。
OK， Peggy，
Peggy's mom wants to know would the teachers help the students change to a new mask?
Yes, most students after the first 2 weeks they learn to change their masks. We'll have masks available in the classroom. In many cases, they do actually go and change it themselves. If the teachers notice that it's dirty, the teacher will tell them to change it.
Okay, 我们老师是可以帮你的小朋友换。如果呢，你的小朋友呢，你的口罩坏掉了，我们学校里面呢，教室每个教室里面呢都有预备的口罩让你的小朋友换的。如果脏的，老师也会叫他们去换，他们自己可以去换。
Okay, Next one, will teachers be assisting young students to use the bathroom for 3K and K? By the time they're in kindergarten, they should be fully independent and able to use the bathroom. Not that if they don't need help, we'll ignore them. We will help them. Huiling?
Okay. 上厕所呢是 3K, 对不对？他们呢，老师会帮助的。然后呢，如果四岁的小朋友需要帮，他们四岁的小朋友应该会学会了去上厕所的。但是如果他们需要的话呢，我们还是会帮他的。
Okay, Huiling, I'm going to ask you to read through the next few. Have I addressed it already? We're not going to answer it, okay?
Okay. So, Alvina's mom says the schedule that Slipsy posts, is it only for pre-K and 3K? It does not include kindergarten, right?
Nope, and I addressed that already, yep.
Right.
Okay.
So you addressed the uniform?
I addressed all that.
So Javin's mom wants to know if the details of tonight's town hall, can we post that on School Connects?
Ms. Lipsky?
Tonight's town hall recording will be shared via email, same email that you guys received this link to.
Okay. 这个会议呢，所有的东西呢，都会发去你的 email 里面，让你们可以重新听。
Okay, let's take a look. If I answered it already, then we can skip it.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, so on days that schools close, do you have programs in the area that you know will provide childcare? I think Grand Street Settlement, CPC, and University Settlement. They do, but on specific holidays. We will note that when we send out after school programs. Okay, Olga? We'll double check with them. Okay? So Wilbur Kang, we will note that when we send out the after school care.
Okay, 就是说学校关闭的时候呢, 有没有一些地方呢, 是你可以呢, 去把你的小朋友带去, 就是他们还是有开门的。 然后呢, 校长刚刚已经讲过了, Grand Street Settlement, University Settlement 跟 CBC 呢, 他们都有开的。
Okay, what is the max class size for kindergartners? Okay. The maximum class size for kindergarten, if we're not social distancing, is 25. And that's by that's contractual.
Okay. 校长说呢，如果我们没有这个社交距离三尺呢，在一个教室，一个幼稚园的教室里面呢，只可以容纳25个学生。
Okay. How can new parents become involved in with the PTA? We have a very skeleton PTA right now. Last year, we limited adults coming into the building. Once the school year gets rolling and we'll see how the social distancing rules are, there'll be plenty of opportunities. It's just there wasn't much you could do. We couldn't do fundraising. We couldn't have our events, but that was pretty much in all the schools. But there will be opportunities. We just, right now, the big concern is how to open school safely.
Okay. 这个家长问有关于呢,怎么样去参加我们学校的家教会,然后我们现在学校的家教会呢,其实是 因为去年呢,是不可以让家长进来的,所以呢,家教会呢,有成立,但是呢,是没有像 其他的就是跟以前不一样的，所以呢，这个学年开始之后呢，如果有机会的话，我们会通知家长去参加的。OK，所以今年最大的头一样事情，我们必须要做的呢，就是把学校开起来，让所有的小朋友安全的回来上学。OK，
If I addressed Abby's issue, oh, 3K goes out to play.
OK。 Abby, 五岁的小朋友就是幼稚园没有ABCD的时间表, 你是8点钟上学. So she wants to know if kindergarten students have group A, B will be split into group A, B, C, and D.
I addressed that already. Yes, let's skip that. Okay, I'm not going to respond to the nap questions only because I think I answered it already. Abigail, I'm jumping down to yours, play dates. That's the arrangement you make once you get to know the families.
OK， 有关于呢，这个小朋友，这个家长说呢，有关于呢是跟其他的家长联系呢，就是一起玩，参与一天一起玩的，是你们家长在一，就是9月1、2号、3号那一天呢去联系了以后呢，看看你们自己决定要怎么样做。
OK，
All right， so 没有校服，穿自己的衣服。OK，we addressed that already.
Yes. OK， next question. Good question. If we have two children, can the sibling be at the other kids' meet and greet? Or do they have to stay home? You can bring the other child. That is fine. As long as you know that we're not going to be out there and you have to supervise your child. Hui Ling.
如果你有两个小朋友的话呢,对不对? 如果你有两个小朋友的话,你可以两个小朋友都带过来的。我们不会有人看着你的小朋友的。
Okay. So Natalie, is there an alternative orientation day for parents who are DOE educators and are required to be in school September 10th. Right now, we can't do it safely. That's my biggest problem. And I do understand. I was never able to make my child's orientation because I was supposed to be in school also. What we can try to do is record it and send it to families who email us. We'll try to make that work. Okay, Natalie? I apologize. I can see you, Natalie, so I see you nod your head. Anyhow, yeah, I know it's really difficult. I work in the building and I actually couldn't go on class trips or see specific plays. I know it's hard. We'll try to figure something out for you, okay? And maybe if the teachers are willing for the parents who can't make it, we'll do a remote Zoom, okay? Huiling.
Okay. So you want me to translate that about?
No, just say that I know not everybody can make it. We will try to figure out an alternative option. Either we record it or we can also do a remote Zoom.
OK, 校长说呢，他也知道很多家长有可能呢，抽不开时间参加这一些会议，然后呢，我们呢，有可能呢，会有其他的政策，就是说，有可能我们会把这个会议录像了，让你们看，或者是呢，在看看可不可以在线上开一个会议。
OK, Maria, Miss Nina is not working. She's off work right now. If you do set it up, I hope it goes well, but maybe you can come to the meet and greet, and that way you could let families know. I don't think you have to translate that one. Maria, okay. If you're on, I hope that works. And okay, Huiling, why don't you translate that, the play date, that hopefully the meet and greet will go well, and then they could set a play date.
Okay, so 我们就是9月1号、2号跟3号那一天呢，是家长们可以带他的小朋友进来呢，去看看呢，可不可以就是说去联跟其他的家长或者是学生联系在一起，然后你们自己呢就可以呢，就去做一些，就是用你们自己的时间呢，去安排一些一天的玩的时间，让你们的小朋友可以让两个小朋友可以交流一下。
Oh, Valoria, hi there. Pre-K assessment, yes. If your child attend pre-K, we have that assessment, and the kindergarten teacher will have information about your child. So, and we will also assess the child again. That's just part of what we do. Is part of what every school does. We start the year off by assessing so that we can meet them where they're at.
OK, 这个家长问呢，是说他们读四岁班呢，对不对？考的那些试呢，幼稚园会幼稚园教师老师会不会用？我们会用，也会看得到。但是呢，我们幼稚园的老师呢，也会呢去提供那些自己幼稚园的考试，因为我们必须要知道这个小朋友呢，今天呢程度在哪里。
Okay, for the orientation, I know everybody's waiting for a schedule. We will send it to you once we firm it up. Don't worry.
Okay, 开课见老师的9月10号的那个时间呢，我们会尽快呢，会去发放给你们。我们只要有了时间表呢，我们就会电邮给你们。
Okay, Abby and Alvina's.
Okay, so Abby's question is about, I think, the stagger schedule again.Right? So she wants to know at what age, who is the staggered schedule for?
3K and pre-K.
Okay. 这个错开的时间表呢是给三岁的小朋友跟四岁的小朋友是学前班跟 3K 的小朋友。你的小朋友五岁是幼稚园所以他没有错开时间表。Okay, so then Alvina wants to know if a student at the school, right, is tested positive, right? Will the school notify the parents?
Only if they were close contact and they will not know who it is.
Okay, 然后呢，这个校长说呢，如果你们小朋友有感染的话呢，对不对？然后呢，如果你是跟那个小朋友呢是有近距离的接触的话呢，我们就会通知你的。
Okay, we're at the end. So, are there hand sanitizers? Dog, Abigail, are there hand sanitizers in the classroom? Yes, there is. We have them in the hallway. We have them in the bathroom. We have them in the classroom.And we're
okay.
At the end.
Yeah. 这个家长问呢，有没有无水的洗手液？我们学校呢，不管是在哪里呢，每一个教室里面呢，都有无水的洗手液，他们可以经常清理他们的洗手，洗他们的手。
Okay, we are finished, and I want to thank you all for being so patient.
Okay, 校长想感谢你们所有的人呢，就是来参加这个会议。
Please email us, give us a day or two to respond if you have more questions. I can't think of any more questions, but I'm sure you can. I'm sorry I can't address the literacy component, but we will during orientation. Once again, thank you so much for your patience, and I look forward to seeing all of you on the 13th.
对，校长想感谢所有的家长参加这个会议。然后，如果你有任何的问题的话呢，请发电邮给校长跟副校长，我们会尽我们的可能去解答你的问题的。而且，校长说呢， 他就是说很，他就是说很希望可以尽快的见到你们。谢谢你们参加。
Okay, bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.